awake. Good. Shh. Please don't try and stand up. Your leg is badly hurt. I'll stay in the shadows for now if you don't mind. I've lived in the jungle by myself for a long time now, and I don't want to frighten you any more than you already are. It's so nice to have company. I apologize if you're still a little wet. I did my best to make you comfortable. You're safe now. We're in my cave. Nothing will be able to hurt you when you're with me. Do you remember how you got here? Go on. Yeah, that's good. At least you remember being on a ship and the storm. I saw the wreck happen offshore. I think crew were trying to reach a safe harbour. But this cove has a terrible reef just out of sight of the surface. I hate to admit it, but I think they may have seen the firelight from the cave and made a terrible mistake. I'm so sorry for what I have to tell you next. I'm a good swimmer, so I went in. Most of the people on the ship were already dead. They've been washing ashore for days now, and I've been getting rid of them so they don't upset you in case you woke up. And I'm so glad you finally did. Yeah, I pulled you out of the water and brought you here 3 nights ago. You've been sleeping ever since. No, you're the only living person left. There is a possibility that others may have washed up further down the coastline, still alive, but I didn't want to go exploring and leave you alone here. There are predators in this jungle, you see. Did you know anybody else on board? Oh, that's terrible. I don't know if this will help or hurt, but I did see them on the shore, and from what I saw, it seemed as if they went quickly. I splintered your leg, so you should be able to roll over if you're uncomfortable. Hold on, let me help you. I don't want you to hurt yourself. No, don't panic. It's okay. I'm just a regular person with a shell. I am human, mostly. Well, part snail. Yeah, you can laugh if you want. It's okay. I know it's ugly and weird, but it helps keep me safe. I can sleep in it and everything, and it doesn't slow me down in the water. It actually makes me faster. There are other things I can do which come in handy in a place like this. Don't worry about surviving here, I can help you. I know my shell looks awkward, but it's really light. So I can move quickly when there's danger. And I don't mean to brag, but it's pretty big inside. I think I could fit both of us in it if needed. And since I'm a cone snail, I have a poison dart that I can use if we're threatened by anything from the jungle tonight. Oh, no, don't be scared. I only use the dart in self-defense and sometimes to hunt. I promise I'll protect you. I'm small, but I'm stronger than I look. Yeah. Have some of this. It's just soup. I tried to get most of my food from the sea. You should eat while it's still hot. I don't always bother cooking because I don't need to, but it tastes better. See, I knew you'd like it. I'm a good cook, I taught myself because I got tired of always eating bland things. No, I ate while you were sleeping. You can have as much as you want. It's really good to see you eating so healthily. Can I tell you something? At first I was worried that you wouldn't make it, based on how hot your skin felt against mine. You definitely had some kind of fever. I was concerned because it seemed like you were hallucinating. But you finally came out of it this morning. I'm so glad you're awake now. You want to sit up? Here, let me help you. There we go. Oh, wait. Are you okay? You definitely look upset. No. I can tell there's something wrong. Your skin is flushed and your fever is back. Oh, it's because I'm naked. Sorry. But, I mean, I've never really worn clothes. Yeah, is that bad? I can hide or cover myself. But are you sure? Because you're still very red. Well, I'll trust you, but tell me if you start feeling uncomfortable, alright? I need to check your leg. It might hurt a little bit. So, hold still as possible. Yeah. I think you just have a really bad muscle bruise. There may be some torn ligaments. You could walk if you had to, but you shouldn't. Nothing is broken though. Oh, yeah, your skin is tingling where I touched you because of my slime. I know it sounds gross, but it actually has calming properties. So this will help you. And you may find yourself feeling more open to suggestions I make for a while. Oh, don't worry. You can trust me. Okay. I need to check the rest of your leg. Can I please touch the upper part? And your hip? Yeah, I really do need to touch you. You've been passed out, so I couldn't tell if you could have had injuries on your thighs or torso. Those areas can get pretty painful if untreated, since they're not as obvious. Alright, I'll be gentle. You can tell me to stop and I will. Your thigh feels firm and soft. Nothing seems to be broken or torn. Oh, you just made a noise. Are you okay? You are? Are you sure I didn't hurt you? Good. Remember, I've been taking care of you for days already, so I'm glad you're feeling much better. Just breathe deeply. That's right. In and out. Try to match my breathing. I'm very calm right now. And I want you to be calm too. Oh, you're doing great. I promise. I'm just going to move further up, alright? I'm going to feel your backside now. You just squirmed. I made that little noise again. Wait, do you like it when I touch you like that? Do you want me to keep doing it? Alright. I can touch you here. Can I touch you here, on your chest? I don't know why, but I think about touching someone here
a lot. You made that noise again. I think you like it too. Have you ever done stuff like this before? I've been here by myself for so long, it gets really lonely. Just me in my cave, alone with my thoughts. I think about talking to someone, touching someone like you all the time. To be honest, I daydream about moments exactly like this. I'm so glad you trust me. Even though you just woke up, and I just want to be with someone, you know? Do you think it would be okay if I kissed you? Hey, you kissed me. Oh, it's really nice. Can we get it again? Oh, you smell really good right now. Is that because you feel so nice? What are you doing? Why are you touching me? Oh yeah. Yeah, it does feel good. Oh, do you want me to make you feel good too? You want me to kiss you? Down there? Oh, okay. Oh, you taste so good. Oh, no, really. This is the best thing I've ever tasted. And I want more. I'm gonna go a little deeper inside if that's okay. Can you feel me go so much deeper? Oh, you felt that. That's my proboscis. Oh, do you like it? Yeah, it's like my tongue, but it's very long and flexible. I can reach your deepest places. Yeah. Have you ever had something that deep inside you? Oh, yeah, it feels really good to me too. Oh, you're getting loud. Oh, and you're holding me so tightly with your legs. What's happening? I'm close and...
meant to fire my dart. I just got so excited I couldn't help it. Oh, no. No, wake up. Wake up. Not again. I tried so hard. To control myself. Oh, but my hunger took me. Why does this keep happening to me? I want so badly to keep you. Even if it meant you ended up cursed like me, I could have helped you, taken care of you. Oh, we could have been so happy. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, but you taste so good.